hurricane, now Tropical Storm Irma, is out of southwest Florida. But before Irma touched down Sunday, WGCU's Quincy Walters took us to a trailer park in Estero when a mandatory evacuation was in effect for mobile homes. He returned after the storm today, and he has this update.
Irma has passed, and right now I'm in the covered wagon RV and trailer park in Estero. I came to this neighborhood before the storm, and nobody was sticking around. There are puddles and downed trees and awnings that have been blown off, but for the most part, the homes are still intact.
I'm really glad. It's a miracle.
11-year-old Janet Cruz stands in front of her home with her family after just getting back from the Estero Rec Center, which was a shelter for the storm.
Down in Naples, they've been saying that houses have been flying in. Down in Bonita Beach Road, it's like flooded up to your hips, and it's a miracle.
Marion Emmons has just returned to her trailer, and she's all smiles.
We're great. We're really lucky. No water damage, no tree damage. We have electricity. We have no water yet because there's a main broke up here.
Emmons evacuated to her husband's place of work, a high-rise in Naples. Around the neighborhood, people are doing minor repairs. Mary Grosser lost a few roof shingles. She sits on the stoop for the trailer park's office.
Waiting to get gas, trying to find a blue tarp, going back to work. Live our life back to normal.
Grosser evacuated to her daughter's place nearby, which was in a flood area, but was a sturdier home. When I first went to this neighborhood, we spoke to the Zuniga family. Before I left, I spoke to their neighbor, who said they were safe and still in the Estero Rec Center. Now, the neighborhood does not have water, so many people are going across the street to get water. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Estero.